you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you, I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Reading from the book of James, 5th chapter, verses 16 through 18. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. And that was James chapter 5, verses 16 through 18.
And that was Angela. Are you from Springfield?
Yes, I am.
All right. We have a number of friends here in the studio with us today on the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. It's August 15th, 2025, and it's a delight. I think we're 19 or 20 strong here, all the way from St. Joe, Monticello. What other towns are represented? Any other?
Beardstown.
Beardstown. Oh, great. Beardstown, Champaign, Jacksonville. And the number of friends, it's great on this Friday edition of Mark and Friends, as we've started a new series where Pastor Mark Johnson of Calvary Church has been facilitating discussions these past 4 weeks. 5 weeks ago, you heard a testimony time with him, and then the past 4 weeks, we've been gathering and sharing on various topics. Last week, we covered, can we talk with God? And we found out we can, and he delights in hearing from us, but we also have to be cognizant of the fact that we should listen, because many times God has things to share with us and say to us, but we're so busy or preoccupied or consumed by our careers or activities or family or even healthy, many good healthy things, but it competes with us really hearing his voice. Well, today we're going to talk about, does God answer prayer, and how we can continue in that discussion where we talk with him, but we can ask him specific things, and we can intercede. We can intercede on behalf of other people. So it's a beautiful thing that we get to do. We get to talk to God about other people and ask him to work in different situations. So, Mark, you chose James 5, 16 through 18, and that was Angela reading it. Why is it so important that we understand that we can have our prayers answered by God?
I think as we live in the economy of the kingdom of God, that the way we advance the kingdom of God in our lives and in the world begins with prayer. I think prayer is the first action step of believers. We kind of say, well, I've done everything else. Now I got to pray. And it's backwards. We should first pray and then hear how God would lead us. And now the door gets easier to get through. The path gets easier. Mark, I have 6 children. They're all adults now. 4 of them are involved in full-time ministry. 1 of them is married, lives in Texas, and she's involved with her husband, very involved in the ministry there. And I have 1 daughter who's getting ready to go in the missionary field. I'm so grateful that they're all living for God. I don't think that's because I was smarter than anybody else. I didn't do things other people didn't do. I sent them to camps. I sent them to church. I sent them to school. I sent them to places where they could hear the word of God. We lived the life in front of them. But I've seen many people do that and have real struggles. I think the one thing that we did that was the most important thing is we prayed with them and for them every day. Before they left for school, God, guide them today. Give them wisdom today. Direct them today. When they were home at night and they were going through troubles at school, God, give us wisdom to know how to walk through this. And they learned how to hear God's voice, and they learned how to pray about the things in their life. I just think that prayer is the most important thing we can do as believers in Christ to be able to do all the things he's called us to do.
1 John 5:14 says, if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. So is there a certain way to pray or certain things to pray for that align with what God wants to answer us, or can we ask him for anything?
Well, let's understand this. God is going to answer every prayer you pray. Hmm. Every one. Some of the answers will be no. You know, He is sovereign God. And I have to trust Him in the no. I raised my children telling them, sometimes you have to hear God's no so you can discover God's yes. And you'll be happy with God's yes, and you'll be happy that the no's came tomorrow. In the middle of the no, you're like, oh, I really want that. I really want to do that. I really want to go there. I really want to be a part of this. But the no is important because it gets me to God's yes for me. Mm. His plans for me are great. His plans for my kids, everyone listening, He has wonderful, eternal plans for us. We have to hear both His yes and His no, and we have to be able to bring and submit our will to His will. He's sovereign God. I'm just a guy along for the ride.
Now, I've heard it said God answers all prayers. Many times it's no or it's yes. But is there also that element where it's wait because you're not ready for it, or there needs to be maybe a fuller surrendering or a submitting, or maybe He has you in that, just say, for instance, a job where you can't wait to get out of that job, but He has you in that job to refine your character, and He doesn't want to answer and give you a new job yet because you have to learn some of the life lessons where you're at.
Absolutely. That's a nuance of the no. We never know how long that no is going to last. It may be permanent. It may be for a moment. I have to trust Him in the middle of that. I keep living faithfully for Him every day. When you read through the Psalms, you'll find David in many, many different circumstances. But at the end of the day, what David's doing is saying, I'm going to praise You. I'm going to worship You. I'm going to follow You.
Now, for our listeners, I'm going to put somebody on the spot. I'm going to look at you, and whoever twitches gets called. But has there been a time where God gave you a no, and you were really glad because the end result was a great yes that you really embraced and said, thank You, God, that You didn't give me what I initially asked for, that You did say no, and then as a result of that, a positive great yes became of it?
Many years ago, I was looking for a job after I had had back surgery, and I heard of a job in Taylorville in mental health and really hoped that I would get the job, and I even knew the director. So I thought I had an advantage. And when I got a call that he left with my wife that he'd hired someone else with more experience in the field, I was very disappointed. But God was saving me for the next job that came open, and I spent 23 years in a mental health hospital, and I enjoyed every minute of it, and it was just a blessing. God said no when I would have had to commute several miles and maybe even move my family. Hmm. So I just praise the Lord for that.
And who could testify to maybe a relationship where you thought, oh, this is the one, and then you are glad that it didn't work out. Okay, Angela, we're going to put you back on the spot. I see a little, yes, the Lord has done that for me.
Yes. I had met someone at church years ago when I lived in Minnesota, and we were going to get engaged to get married, and he was in ministry also. And he had backslidden and started doing drugs and drinking and smoking cigarettes. So I called off our wedding, and we were in ministry at Salvation Army, and we were supposed to move over to the Bahamas to work with a team over there. And I was just thinking about, oh, Bahamas, and we're doing ministry, and how great can it be? But after he backslid, I broke off our engagement. Mm-hmm. And then about a year later, I saw him, and he was just falling apart. And that was December, the end of December, I saw him. And then I happened to go back to a church service, evening service, and they had mentioned to pray for him. He was in the hospital. Mm. Well, he was doing drugs with some girl. He got paid and got robbed and everything. And they found him beaten, a burn on the side of his head, and he couldn't talk. So they took him to the hospital. And God said, go up there, and I took a hymnal, and I read some scriptures, and I sang some songs. He couldn't talk, and a tear was coming out of his eye. And I went back the next day and talked to him. He is moving his mouth trying to talk. And so shortly after that, they moved him to a nursing home, and they were tube feeding him. And by the end of January, he was gone. So that really broke my heart because he knew the Bible inside and out, but he just fell back into, you know, you have to leave people, places, and things alone. Mm-hmm. And I kept telling him these certain guys that he was hanging around with were no good. And so, I mean, that really hurt me. Mm-hmm. But then I didn't know he had left me an insurance policy for $10,000. Mm-hmm. So everybody was saying, oh, he loved you to death. He loved you through death. And I didn't know what they were talking about. And then people that wouldn't talk to me were trying to be friendly. And then they told me afterwards he left me a $10,000 insurance policy. And I invested that in some music equipment. Mm-hmm. I was going to set up a recording studio. But I fell on hard times, so I had to pawn and sell things. But, you know, yeah, that really spared me, because that could have led me down a bad road.
Yeah.
So I just thank God for that.
Mark, there was a time when my wife and I, we'd just gotten married. We'd had our first daughter, Jessica. Jessica was a baby. And we lived in a little house, a nice little house. I'd been there before we got married. And during that time, God, through a set of circumstances, brought another daughter into our lives. She was 15 years old and needed a home. And she came to live with us. Well, now we're in this little house. I lived there by myself. Now I have a wife, a baby, and a 15-year-old. And it felt like I need something different. And we started looking, and we found several homes that we wanted. And circumstances just led us. Because we prayed. We inquired of God, do you want us to have this home? Open the door, close it. See, that's where the children of Israel got in trouble. When they came out of Egypt and they finally, you know, they spent their 40 years in the desert and then they went into Israel, they faced this one group of people, and the Bible says they failed to inquire of God, and they made a treaty that cost them for centuries because they failed to inquire of God. As Christians, in everything in our life, we have the right to go to the one who knows everything. We have the right to ask him. Well, we were really disappointed several times. Oh, we didn't get that house. We didn't get that house. Well, we finally, God opened the door for us that was absolutely the best for us financially. It was the best for us in the size of the home. It was in the right neighborhood. It didn't need a lot of things done to it. I mean, it was perfect for us at that time. In fact, when we first walked into that house and kind of knew what the cost of it was going to be, when we left, I told my wife, if we get in that house, you can mark it down. It's a miracle of God. And through a set of circumstances, we got in that house. God opened the door for us. So God answers these prayers, but we went through this journey of no's. And then we would drive by those other houses when we were out, and we'd say, thank you, God, that you said no to that because you had something over here for us. God has something for us if we trust him.
Hey, Mark, you mentioned a scripture earlier about God hearing our prayers when we pray according to his will. Mm-hmm. So what is praying according to his will? Things that honor and glorify him, and things that are in the Bible that clearly reveals God's nature. And one of the things that we need to do that is wisdom. And in the book of James, he has something to say about that in James 1:5. It says, but if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all generously and without reproach, Amen. And it will be given to him.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. Kurt, that's a wonderful passage, and that wonderful hope that God will give us wisdom, which is knowing how to act. In every set of circumstances, he'll give that to us if we ask him for those things. And so we want to seek him to pray for his will. Jesus prayed for the Father's will. So we say, God, here's what I want. Jesus said, here's what I want, but not my will, your will be done.
Amen.
Right, right.
And so we have to learn to pray that way. God, here's what I think is right. I want this new job, or I want this house, or I want to marry this person. But what's your will? Mm-hmm. What is your will? And I've got to be able to hear him before my emotions get too involved. And I'm listening to myself more than I'm listening to him.
That makes me think that maybe this next Friday we'll look at the Lord's Prayer, which is a great template or a model. I mean, if Jesus says it's good enough for his disciples to pray, we should really take heart and look at it. But it's one of my favorite things to do each and every day, not only at noon, and all 21 of our stations have somebody praying the Lord's Prayer at noon, but the fact that it's a model, it's a template that Jesus said. If you do these things, you know, according to God's will, and if you pray this way, pray, he will answer and he'll listen to us.
Mark, I want to encourage somebody who's listening today. I believe that many of us go through circumstances that we know what the will of God is. It may be a lost son, a lost daughter, a lost grandson, granddaughter. We know what the will of God is. But the path is so hard that we kind of give up on it and we stop praying and we kind of throw our hands up and go, well, what can I do? Well, prayer is always the powerful thing that we keep doing. Mm. Keep praying. Don't give up. It's the will of God for them to come to Christ. It's the will of God for these circumstances to change. I'm going to keep praying and asking God to intervene in that life. And just remember, it'll be the darkest just before the sun comes up. And when the sun comes up, it comes up all of a sudden. Mm. And all of a sudden, light's there. So don't give up. Don't give up on the will of God. Keep praying for the will of God and keep believing for God to move.
So even when heaven feels silent, we should just keep praying and keep praying and keep praying?
Yeah, I keep asking God and keep seeking him for his will. I love this verse that we read today. The fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. The part I like about it is when he says Elijah was a man with a nature like ours. In other words, he's not some super spiritual thing that none of us can relate to. God is saying to us in that passage, this guy's just like you, and look what happened when he prayed and trusted me. So we can pray and trust God and know that God is going to move in our behalf. And I would just encourage anybody out there, pray fervently. Don't give up. Don't let the enemy discourage you. If it's the will of God, keep praying for that thing.
Mm-hmm. Now, this isn't probably true of the 20 or so people in the room with us, but for somebody maybe driving along thinking, well, their prayers don't matter. Why would God listen to them? They're maybe in a lifestyle that's unpleasing to him, or they don't know anything about the Bible, or they don't feel they have a vibrant relationship with God. Would God hear their prayers too?
Mark, I'll tell you, when I was about first and second grade, we lived on a street, and they tore the street up. And so the bus would drop me off at the end of the street, and I had to walk down through this tore-up road while they were repairing it. And sometimes it would be raining, and that road would be muddy. And I would come to the back door and come in the house, and I wanted something to eat. I'm in first and second grade. I'd yell, Mom, I'm home. And she'd say, take your shoes off. Mom, I'm hungry. Take your shoes off. Mom, I want to do this. Not till you take your shoes off. When we come to God and our life is filled with the mud of this world, the first thing he's going to talk to us about is the mud on our shoes. And get the muddy shoes off, and then the refrigerator's right there. You know, it's right over there. But he's going to talk to us about that mud in our life, and it begins with us coming and saying, God, we're going to surrender our heart to you. The Bible tells us, and this is hard, he hears the prayer of the righteous. He doesn't hear the prayer of the wicked. The only prayer of the wicked that he hears is, God, I repent, I turn, I come to you, I ask for forgiveness. That's what God hears first.
And that's because he's a loving father that cares and desires the best for us.
I feel like there's somebody out there who's listening who's saying, I get all this. I like the stories about, you know, God brought me a spouse from around the world, God brought me a job or the perfect house or whatever, but I'm nobody, and I have a problem, and how do I know that God is really there and caring? And we've been zeroing in on this. I can feel the Spirit leading. You have to trust God. You have to go to him. He loves you. He wants you back in the family. So even if it's just something small, just say, God, I need proof you're real. Can you help me with this little thing? I know you're busy taking care of countries and wars and famines and tidal waves, but I'm out of groceries. Can you help me with that? He will. Turn to him. As we've said, submit. He hears the prayer of the people who go, I think you're there. Can you give me more proof? And he will do that.
I heard a guy talking the other day, and it really struck my spirit. He said this, if you took all your prayers for the last week and God answered every one of them, how different would the world be today? Are you praying about things that really are big and important? certainly we can pray. It's big and important to have groceries. We can certainly pray for that. And guess what? There are ministries in cities like Springfield that nobody has to go without food. You just have to find the right place. But he does care about the little needs of our life. But there's also big deals going on right now in America, big deals going on in our homes, big battles being fought. And the church needs to understand that the first way we engage in that battle is to pray. Father, we thank you that you hear our voice. We thank you that you hear us when we need groceries. We thank you that you hear us when we're looking for a house to buy, for a job to get, that you hear every detail of our life. Let us equally hear you when you say no to this one and when you direct us. Help us to receive that with a grateful heart and not with a bitter heart. Now, Lord, I pray for anyone out there today who's questioning your reality in their life. I just pray that, Lord, you would just speak to their spirit. You'd let them be awakened in the night with a sense of your love. You'd let someone else come into their life and confirm your love to them. But, Father, most of all, let them see that you love them so much you sent your son to die for them. That is the ultimate sign to us that your son came to die for us. And the ultimate sign of that truth is that he is risen from the grave. We thank you for that and pray you'd bring that truth home and alive to every heart. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Amen and amen. If God feels silent in your life today, don't assume he's absent. He may be working on the answer or working on you. If you missed a portion of today's broadcast, want to listen to it again or pass it on to a friend that's struggling with, does God really answer prayer? I hope our conversation might encourage them or encourage you or bless somebody you know down the road. So stop by greatnewsradio.org or WLUJ.org and click on the Mark and Friends tab. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns in a room of friends.
Yeah.
And Pastor Mark Johnson with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day, night, and weekend.